Consul Carrillo was sworn in as the Philippine Honorary Consul for Alaska in the fall of 2020.
My role is an extension of the work that the Philippine Consulate General in San Francisco does.
She helps people fill out forms and answer questions about reacquiring citizenship, renewing passports, and more.
There are a number of Filipinos who were unable to go to the Philippines or unable to travel to the Philippine consulate for their consular needs. So there are a lot of inquiries. There's a lot of angst about the restrictions, the travel protocols.
She does this all for free. It was supposed to be part-time.
But since the position has been vacant for few years before I assumed office, so to speak, and we were in the thick of the pandemic, it has become actually a full-time position in some instances more than that.
But she says that the work is fulfilling, especially in a place like Alaska.
And many of the Filipino population are in areas where they have very limited resources, limited access to support, where they can't just drive someplace to get help.
And while Carrillo doesn't have specific numbers on how many Filipinos she has served in this role, she says that when the Consulate General came to Juneau last summer, over 650 people came to receive services. And that was in just 2 days. One service the Honorary Consul offers is help with overseas voter registration. Citizens who live and work outside of the Philippines are known as OFWs, or Overseas Filipino Workers.
There's me, for example, I'm a U.S. immigrant, and I'm a U.S. citizen and a Filipino citizen as well. So I'm an overseas Filipino citizen, but there are these OFWs who are in a foreign country with temporary visas to work. And there are millions of them.
Nearly 200,000 overseas Filipinos in the United States are expected to vote. And Carrillo says overseas voters hold a lot of power in this election.
They can influence the choice of their family back home just because they are, you know, their breadwinners.
She says this election is particularly important and people feel motivated to vote.
We're emerging from a 2-year pandemic. People are anxious about going home to the Philippines. People are anxious about how the political landscape is changing. There's a desire to participate.
This year's election decides the presidency, as well as a dozen Senate seats, 300 lower house seats, and nearly 20,000 local positions. There are nearly 1.8 million OFWs, according to the Philippine Statistic Authority. The overseas voting period began Sunday and concludes May 9th. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Krumrie.